Earth, sky.
In the United Kingdom, in England, where they had a big egg salmonella problem, they started to use a vaccine in the chickens, in the hens, that virtually eliminated, not completely, but virtually eliminated their egg salmonella problem. If this vaccine has been so successful in England, why don't we vaccinate the chickens here in the United States?
You're listening to William Schaffner, an infectious disease expert at the Vanderbilt University School of Medicine, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Schaffner talked about the 500 million eggs that were recalled in the summer of 2010 due to suspected salmonella contamination. He spoke to Earth Sky's Beth Lebwohl about how both governments and individuals can help ensure egg safety.
So how did this happen? Why would so many eggs be at risk?
Well, the investigators are trying to find out exactly what happened. But the reason so many eggs are at risk is that we are in the United States far beyond the Farmer Jones era. And by that I mean, if we'd gone back 25 or 30 years, most communities received their foodstuffs from farms that surrounded them. But we have since industrialized food production in the United States. It's amazing. And so a few farms really have created egg factories. And these are huge operations that produce an enormous number of eggs per day, which then are distributed all across the United States. So you can see that if there's a contamination in that industrial farm, it can spread all over the country. It's rather amazing when you think about it.
So what's so serious about salmonella poisoning anyway?
Yeah, so what about salmonella? If it can get into your intestinal tract, it can set up shop there. It's a bacteria. It multiplies and can produce a gastroenteritis, a diarrheal illness that can be associated with nausea, vomiting, and abdominal cramps, and headache, and feeling badly, and fever, and chills. Now, you can get over that, and that's bad enough. Who wants to have that kind of an illness? But occasionally, the salmonella can get out of the intestinal tract and into your bloodstream. And that happens most often among the very young children, and then older persons who are immunocompromised in some way, or who are just very, very old. It's more apt to happen in people in their 70s and 80s and beyond. So it can be serious. In these large salmonella outbreaks, the average is about 10% of the infected patients wind up in the hospital for a period of time.
Okay, so what does science tell us about the measures that need to be taken so this doesn't happen again in the future?
Yeah, so let's think just a minute about how these eggs become contaminated, because the hens are contaminated, and as the egg is produced and laid, then their fecal matter can cover the surface of the eggs. Well, if that were all, we could wash the eggs very thoroughly, and incidentally, they are before they are sent out to market in a chlorine solution. However, the infected hen can actually instill the salmonella into the interior of the egg as it's being made in the hen. And the only way we can avoid that infection is by cooking the eggs thoroughly when we get them. And by thoroughly, I mean really hard-boiled eggs. I mean no runny scrambled, which is unfortunate because the way I've described them, that's the way I like them. I like them not hard-boiled. I like them soft-boiled. But even in my house now, we cook our eggs very thoroughly. And so that's the way to reduce the risk to us consumers. Now, the public health authorities are in the middle, the Food and Drug Administration and the CDC, of investigating exactly how these farms became contaminated. And the latest information is that the feed that they used was contaminated. Now, I'm scratching my head. Why should that be? And we get ourselves now into the regulations about feed in such operations. But you and I, none of us want our hens that lay eggs to be fed with feed that's contaminated with salmonella. But I really don't know if there are regulations against that. So we'll have to look into that to try to figure out what, from a public health perspective, can be done to prevent such things from happening in the future.
Okay, now I know when we spoke on the phone, you did talk about vaccinations. So why is it that the FDA is not requiring salmonella vaccinations for chickens in the U.S.?
You and I might ask ourselves that question, because in the United Kingdom, in England, where they had a big egg salmonella problem, they started to use a vaccine in the chickens, in the hens, that virtually eliminated, not completely, but virtually eliminated their egg salmonella problem. I don't know exactly the history of this, but you can imagine that the industry pushed back. The FDA may not have had sufficient data. I haven't seen those data, but that question really should be out there. If this vaccine has been so successful in England, why can't we examine it carefully? And if that success looks real, why don't we vaccinate the chickens here in the United States?
So in some ways, it seems like that's much less of a question of scientific proof than it is political will. Would that be correct to say?
Certainly a combination of the two. What I've heard just kind of over the back fence is that when the FDA looked at this, they were not really completely convinced by the data that the vaccine was effective. Well, that was then. This is now. I think we ought to relook at those data. And if they're all at all suggestive, that's something that we ought to seriously consider using.
Are eggs from small local farms at as great a risk of salmonella contamination as eggs from big farms? Are those the safest eggs for Americans to eat right now?
Yeah, if we don't expect absolute safety, because even on a small farm, you can get salmonella into chickens from rodent droppings and all kinds of other things that can happen on the local farm. So the local farm is not an absolute guarantee of safety. But the sense is that I've gathered is that eggs from local farms are more apt to be safe from salmonella than are on large farms.
And why exactly is that?
Simply because in the large operations, if you get some contamination, it can spread widely, and those are the eggs that are then distributed around the country. Whereas the small farms' eggs are a much smaller problem, just distributed locally, and the chance of that happening in the small farm from which you and I would get our eggs in our communities is probably pretty small. So it's more a statistical problem.
What's the most important thing you'd like to tell Oreskes global audience about food safety in the U.S.?
I think that we continue to have the best food supply in the world and really the safest. But that doesn't mean it's as safe as it could be. In this era of large industrial food production and distribution, you'll be surprised to hear me say this, but I think we need more careful regulation and more careful evaluation of our food supply. And I think the Food and Drug Administration and United States Department of Agriculture, which share largely that responsibility, need to be given more resources. There's a bill in the Senate that would actually combine their resources into one new agency. Maybe that's the better way to go, and to give that agency sufficient authority to really get into and screen our food much more thoroughly.
You've been listening to William Schaffner, an infectious disease expert at the Vanderbilt University School of Medicine and chair of the Department of Preventive Medicine. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.